Be'ez Hashem, we're now going to be starting a very interesting area of halacha. The area is called time and money, honesty and integrity in the workplace. Like all areas of this sefer in particular, I am simply sharing the Maamar Komus that the author writes in the sefer. And of course, people should ask their own posuk for specific pesukim. But what will be interesting is areas that we wouldn't necessarily have thought of as being issues, and some interesting Ramakamas, and Be'ez Hashem, just learning through another area of Torah together. So, Mitzvah today, we will be basically introducing the idea, and maybe sharing a couple of Ramakamas as an introduction. So, to start off with, I'm going to quote a part of a article in the Mishpacha magazine about 10 years ago, where Rabbi Grillak spoke about the impression that some Chiloni reporters had when they visited a from workplace in Eretz Yisrael. And within the article, just to quote part of it, Rabbi Grillak says the following. He says, I think what impressed them most, i.e. the reporters, was what the non-religious boss had to say about her workers. She told the journalists how the women came and asked for permission before they used the fax machine for something not work-related, so it shouldn't be gezel, and other examples of the high ethical standards regarding the work and the use of other people's property. This made a tremendous impression on the journalists that encountered another civilization. And what we really want to know is that although for sure they made a Kiddush Hashem by not using the fax for their own personal use, but is this actually something which is halachic? Is this just an ideal? And it's obviously going to be negeh for every workplace. For example, can workers use the office machinery, stationery, phones, or other supplies for their own personal needs? Okay, so let's go through it from the original sources. So, Chazal saying Baba Basra daf kuf samachei omad alef. The following famous comment, they say that roiv people sin when it comes to gezel. It says amilt sin when it comes to arayas, and amilt sin when it comes to avak lashon hara. So that means that the possibility of theft is something which is quite likely. And in fact, Chazal say in Shabbos daf lamed alef amud alef that one of the first question a person faces when he gets to the heavenly judgment is going to be the following. Nasosav nasata b'emunah. Did you deal honestly when it came to your work, when it came to business? And obviously stealing from an employer is an obvious example. And also, how much do we need to the person need to have stolen in order to have been over the issa of gezel, of theft? So, the Mechaber Paskins in Shulchan Aruch, Cheshem Mishpat, Simon Shin Mem Ches, Sifim Alef to Base, that it's simply a shava pruta. To be over the it of the sigzal, of not stealing, it's just a shava pruta, which in Shiuri Torah, they say that according to Reb Chaim Noah, a pruta is equal to the value of a 40th of a gram of pure silver. And in 2015, that was worked out to be about 1.3 cents. So not a lot at all, obviously. So it comes out that people have to be very careful in this area. And just to finish off today's introduction with a story that he brings over here, I'll just quote it as he brings it over here. It's a very nice story that Dayan Duna said the following about his father, Rav Duna, who was the Rosh Beis Din of the Kadassia, that Rav Duna would never drink a cup of coffee at the offices of the Beis Din. He maintained that the coffee had been purchased for the secretary to work there all day long, not for him, who was not there all day. And on one occasion, a secretary told him that she'd bought coffee and sugar specifically for the Rav from her own funds. Rav Duna still would not drink the coffee because it was prepared with electricity paid for by the Beis Din office. Okay, so we can see how some Chasher Rabbanim were very, very careful. And Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll start talking about the Lamaisa.